WVIP New Rochelle, a Whitney Media station.
And WVIP New Rochelle.
The following is a feature presentation of Wake Up Radio with your host, Carl B. Moxley.
In these times when there is a weakening of our social, moral, and even spiritual fiber of our society, resulting in a host of personal and societal ills, a program such as this, Wake Up Radio, can only help to promote the awareness and the upliftment of our communities.
That Carl B. Moxley is on your radio.
Themselves. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Just trusting in vanity. Oh, no love for humanity. No one knows the future. That's why I say, let's live together. So this will be a better place. Let's live in unity. Still I'm in the dark.
Unity is harmony within and amongst people, you know. It is harmony within and amongst people. It is built with a shared vision for the good of all, and a common goal for all. Unity is appreciating the value of each person and their unique contribution. When there is willingness to accommodate, appreciate, accept, and tolerate each other, unity will blossom, regardless of race, class, creed, and ethnicity. Until we can get back to those criteria, folks, division will continue to be the order of the day. Business as per usual. Baltimore and sitting in the park with the Tamlins and with Anthony Malvo, respectively. Haven't heard much from Anthony Malvo lately. He has such a great voice. Peace in the park inside Central Park yesterday was just that. Peaceful. All the booths displays were in divine order to the hundreds of people who knowingly or and unknowingly share the experience of this annual Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization's display of spirituality and fun. And so, yes, I too had one of my moment of peace sitting in the park yesterday at the Central Park Bandshell, that is. Om Shanti and Namaste to everyone. And with the peace I took from the park yesterday, I greet you with it and salute your innate divinity on this yet another beautiful day that the One Supreme Father and also that which nature has provided for us. Earlier, you were listening to the Grooving Radio Show. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm your easy and lovable host, DJ Uncle Carl B. Moxie, and of course, the equally lovely and talented Debbie Dero Aragon is not here yet. If she's going to be here, she's going to be here later, but she's not here yet. Not sure if she's going to make it in. She's going to try. So if you call and she's not here, and you want to go on the air, I'm going to put you straight on the air. Whether or not you want to go on the air, I'm going to introduce you on the air because I don't have time to screen the call. So if you call and want to go on the air, you will. If you call and don't want to go on the air, you will. So if you don't want to go on the air, don't call. Not till you hear a Debo voice anyway. Or on your telephone number is 914-636-9847. 914-636-9847. From across the pond, the British Channel, comes Roger Robin with him. And he brought with him a fistful of dollars that would no doubt make actor Clint Eastwood proud. Yep, yep, yep.
Nobody wants to know you. You're on the ground. Nobody
You take for your friend, maybe he will fail. Hello, you're up on the radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just calling to tell you that I wish you were on the radio for more hours every day.
You wish
I
that?
I hope you could work on that.
You wish that?
Yes. You're just a breath of fresh air. I really love listening to you. So I hope that you could fix that. At least 4 hours slot. 7 days a week. Which is great.
Sister, you know, sometimes all it takes is good vibration like yours, you know, and it, things happen, you know.
I hope so. I pray that it happens. I'm telling you. I really do.
Okay.
And I'll do that. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very
bye
much,
bye.
My dear.
I'll ring it in the morning.
between my brothers and my sisters over this lane. Hello, you're up on the radio.
Yes, Uncle B. Yes. Roman Short, brethren. Continue. I want to give him a pretty blue eyes if I can't find the pretty brown eyes.
I can't find it, but I have to go home to find it, you know. I don't have it with me. I don't walk with him like that, you know. I'm going to walk with him and play it for the day. All right.
Give me one more, sir. One more. We'll go up together, neighbor and a brethren from Jamaica, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, man.
Yeah. No, sorry, you know, I don't walk with a computer. I only walk with the music that I'm playing for the day. But good choice.
Good choice.
Next week, yes, sir?
All right, sir.
Promise. This one I walked it with.
Baby, I'm not joking. And it's not what I'm smoking. I really think you're nice.
Ouch!
Don't think I'm kidding you. And don't think I'm bidding. If silver words are your price.
Ouch!
But oh, if you could see. Oh yeah. The change you've made in. The angels in the skies were envious and surprised that anyone as nice as you would change with me. Oh yeah, would change with me. Baby, I'm not joking. Not what I'm smoking. I really think you're mine. Don't think I'm kidding you. And don't think I'm bidding. If silver words are your price. Mountain.
Sikandela, Sikandela, endlessly. Hello, you're the party radio.
Uncle Carl, good morning, brother.
Good morning, sir.
Ron Barman, your brethren. Long time.
Oh, how you do, sir? How you do?
I'm here, you know, bro. I'm here, man. God bless, you know, another day, you know.
Yeah, boy.
We got to sing praises every day, you know, with so much happening around the world, you know.
Yeah, long time, yeah. Baby, though. So how are you feeling now?
Everything cool, you know, everything's all right. Thank God we live to see another day,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And see the sunrise, you know, and all that's around us, you know, that create this great creation that the good Lord has given us, you know, but we seem to be destroying it so much, you know.
Yeah.
And it really hurts.
Yeah.
But quickly, I just want to look three quick shout out, man. A lot of crowds around me, you know. Yeah, my daughter, birthday, Natasha, tomorrow.
Yeah.
My sister Beverly Dunbar Brown on Monday. My sister-in-law Olivia Dunbar on Monday also. So I just want to wish them all happy birthday.
Yeah, man. And from Wake Up Radio to your family and to you.
Big time. And many more, all right? And yeah, just take care, man. We'll have to link up on them time, definitely, you know?
Yeah, man.
So just, as usual, continue the good vibes and, you know, keep spreading the good word. That unity, strength, and, you know, if we can just cooperate with each other, this world will be so much better.
Yeah, man. All right, thank you.
That's it, man.
Stay well. Some great voices from out of the Caribbean, Jamaica to be more precise. Roger Robin by way of the UK ensemble. A couple of the late Roman Stewart. You heard those, Wolverton Mountain and If I Had a Hammer. You also heard Jimmy James. You heard the late Vic Taylor with A man can't hold on for a woman. If the woman want a man for hold on for him, whoa! Yeah, man, you're on here listening to Ernest Wilson in the background with Lady, Lady Soul. Ernest Wilson, one of the greatest voices to come out of Jamaica, man. He flew under the radar for a long, long time, yo. I am here, but Debo is not. So I say, here I am, Debo. Well, at least I saw Al Brown say. Taking me by the hand, you taking me as I am. Hello, you're up on the radio.
Hey, Carl.
Yes, I am.
One of the finest voices to come out of Jamaica, Ken Parker.
Yeah,
what happened to him? What happened to him?
He's in Florida, you know.
Oh.
He's in Florida. Once in a while we chat, you know, but he's doing more gospel music now, and he's in Florida.
Yeah, once in a while he was playing music, man.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Seriously? Seriously? Once in a while, you must listen more than once in a while.
No, man, we listen every Saturday.
You can't say that. You can't say that and mean it. You can't say that and mean it. So move your ears now. Me, I go slap by you. Blow his ass, girl. DJ Roy, I know you love this one. You're listening to King Sporty with an astute cover of the Blues Busters. Thinking of you. Yeah, DJ Roy, I know you love this version. Yes, you do. We'll be back on the other side of the bewitching midday hour with music, conversations, features, and more music to boot. So we implore you to stay in good company. Yeah, stay with us on this beautiful, beautiful overcast Saturday afternoon.
We don't need to brag. We don't need to boast. We just give you what you need. Music, music.
93.5 WVIP and WVIP HD1,
New Rochelle.
New York's biggest Caribbean food festival returns on Sunday, July 20th at Roy Wilkins Park with a new entrance on Bazy Boulevard in Queens. Come savor the flavor of delicious, authentic jerk cuisine by top chefs and the hottest restaurant. The Grace Jamaican Jerk Festival, New York. A day of food, family culture, and fun. Live entertainment featuring Maxi Free. Itana. Mr. Vegas. Comedian Chris Johnny Daly and much more. Come early and check out the Celebrity Jerk Cook-Off, the cultural stage, and the Kids Zone. Lots of giveaways and prizes. Buy tickets now. Online at jerkfestivalny.com. For information, call 718-425-1177. That's 718-425-1177. The Grace Jamaican Jerk Festival, New York. Sunday, July 20th at Roy Wilkins Park in Queens. Noon to 8 p.m. Enough fun. The Grace Jamaican Jerk Festival, New York. Presented in association with VP Records. Sponsored by Western Union. The Jamaica Tourist Board, the Jamaica Cleaner, Street Hype, and Irie Jam Media.
93.5 WVIP, broadcasting loud and clear all over the metro area. For more information on hosting your own radio program, call David O'Shaughnessy at 914-636-1460. For rates and availabilities, that's 914-636-1460. 93.5 WVIP.
That Turner Plus Group presents a formal independence ball on Saturday, August 2nd at the Rochdale Village Community Center, 169-65 137th Avenue in Queens, featuring two-time festival winner Tinga Stewart.
Uncle Benji, in a DR, she don't wanna stone. Cause when I take it out loud, no one of it in a yard.
Live music by the Anthem Band. Dance to the music of Sagittarius Disco with DJ Mike. Admission only $45, all inclusive. You get dinner, managed water, and all the liquor you want to drink. Saturday, August 2nd, all formal, all inclusive with Tinga Stewart. Just $45 in advance, more at the door. Call for more information. 516-943-5674. That 30 Plus Group, quality entertainment for the mature party goers.
Feel all right, but play the music sweet, sweet, no matter what you do.
12 Tribe of Israel USA Inc. celebrate 122nd birth of His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. HQ 121-17 Farmers Boulevard, Queens. Wednesday, July 23rd, 2014.
Entertainment by 12 Tribe of Israel Sound. Selector Floyd Naphtali, DJ Jeremiah. Guest selector Jawai from Tippertone Experience. Special guest artist Artie Naphtali, Judah 16, Cherok Levi.
Gates open at 5, devotion at 7. Donation at the door.
Information 718-5 258169.
Blessed be the prophet God.
VIP.
52 years later, Wake Up Radio with Uncle Carl B. Moxie presents the official flashback blouse and skirt, short sleeve shirt, Jamaican rum punch, independence dance at the Majestic Marquis Ballroom, 88-03 101 Avenue, Ozone Park, Queens, on Saturday, August 9th. Wear your colors, blouse and skirt for women, short sleeve shirt for men. Come relive those festival party years. Curry goat and white rice, Manish water, and strong Jamaican rum punch at the Majestic Marquees. Entertainment by the 1970 festival winner Houston Lewis. Come dance to Uncle Carl B. Moxie and DJ Roy. $30 in advance, $35 at the door. Tickets at Moody's Records, People's Choice Furniture, Heritage Beauty Salon, Genesis One Restaurant, The Beauty Hut, Golden Crest at Linden Boulevard and 200 Street in St. Albans, Queens. It's official 52 years later. Call 718-994-0765. So see you at the dance. You are the dance. Presenting new species, a health and nutritional product helping thousands of people in these communities and around the world to live a better lifestyle. Their formulas assist their clients to cleanse and rebuild their bodies while providing incredible health improvements. New species, natural, organic, raw plant extracts are based in the chemistry and physics of nature. They assist the human body in preserving the energy balance of human life. New species scientists, doctors, and herbalists select herbs and plants from many thousands in nature. They design their formulas to promote detoxing, cleansing, and rebuilding the entire body. New species is already helping to relieve tens of thousands from their diseases. So join the many and share your own success stories, like I have. And yes, you guessed it, I too am a satisfied consumer. Call for a free consultation today at 866-233-9777. 866-233-9777. New species, putting back the life into healthy living. This is Carl B. Moxie. Find Fierce Supermarket, located in the Baychester Mall at 1199 East 233rd Street in the Bronx, is your one-stop supermarket, accepting major credit cards, food stamps, and quick checks, and has the convenience of an ATM machine. Free delivery and ample parking at Find Fierce Supermarket in the Bronx, 1199 East 233rd Street in the Bronx. Find Fierce carries a wide variety of Caribbean products. Their fish and meat departments are always stocked to meet your demands. And of course, your choice of meats can be cut as ordered. Find Fierce Supermarket in the Baychester Mall, 1199 East 233rd Street in the Bronx. Call 718-652-8456. 652-8456. Find Fierce Supermarket. Happy shopping. The newly renovated Golden Crust Caribbean Bakery and Grill, located at 200 Dasho 8 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, Queens, is a franchise that offers a unique dining experience, you know. Their motto? Our attentive staff and skilled chefs will keep you coming back, they say. So whether you are planning an intimate meal for two or a group of hundreds, they'll help you relax and enjoy with the right atmosphere and excellent catering services. They use the freshest ingredients for an authentic taste. So for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or for your pastries, stop at Golden Crust Caribbean Bakery and Grill, Linden Boulevard and 200 Street in St. Albans, Queens. Open 7 days. Free delivery over $10. Call 718-481-8585. 481-8585. Or stop in, and my cousin, Kenneth Moxie, and staff will take very good care of you. 718-481-8585. Bobby Channel 1. I heard it, you guys, on Thursday night mashing down my brethren, DJ Rai. Me hear the tone mash him down, you know. Me hear the tone mash him down. You know, my grandmother used to tell me, say, when you fling a stone in a pig pen, when you fling a rock stone in a pig pen, the one where ball out, I him get the lick. So me own a ball. Me own a ball. You know. I don't think so be easy. I don't think so be ramp easy. Anyway, that was some nice tune. I go dig up. We have a whole week to go dig up that one. Not true. The only thing is that next week, we don't have nothing to dig up. We don't have nothing to dig up. We don't have nothing to use. One shot already. Me a fire a Gatling gun, scatter shot, Gatling gun. On a fire pie, one little shot. I want to know. That's a bunks off a DJ, right? Speaking about Jeff Sarge, on the 25th, next week, Friday, at Club Eclipse, they're having a double bill for that weekend. Saturday, Friday, and Sunday at Club Eclipse for Fabian Place in New York. They have it all kind of thing over there. They have a cookout, they have a party, they have two nights, Friday and Sunday night. So, big weekend for Jeff Sarge at a small cost. Very, very small at that. Club Eclipse. Go check them out. And Focus Foundation and presents their fourth annual fundraising event on Saturday, August the 16th at CW Mixer New Life Center, 112-50 Springfield Boulevard in Queens Village. Dinner will be served, starts at 10 o'clock and go on to 3 o'clock in the morning. Tickets are $55 a one, and that cost includes an open bar and music by Rough Stuff Band. So for more information, you can call Trevor at 917-825-7173. It's Focus Foundation. So let me say good afternoon to some other members, Nicole and Glenn and a Bridget from Clan and him again. Megu. Good afternoon, Megu, and I hope you're feeling much better now. And Clarendon College Alumni Association of New York presents a boat ride on Sunday, July 27th. That's next week, Sunday, on board the Captain Lou the 7th at the 28 Woodcliff Avenue in Freeport, Long Island. And for tickets and information, you can call 631-582-2705. Tickets are $70 a one. That's the Clarendon College Alumni Association, New York chapter. And they're trying to raise money for their physics lab. And must say good afternoon to Peggy Purchase and the CC crew. And Peggy and your crew, I guess we'll see you on August 9th at the Majesty Marquis Ballroom. The week before the 9th, the 2nd, Jamaica's 52nd Independence Celebration. Be proud, be positive, lift your head high. And Saturday, August the 2nd at Wembley's Athletic Club at 550 East 239th Street, corner Bronx Boulevard in the BX, of course. Musical Years, The Kid, DJ Dwayne. Admission is only $25 a one. More at the door, they say, though. It's a Lucky 7 production. For ticket and information, call Adiambo at 718-652-0112. 652-0112. Saturday, August the 2nd. Wembley's Athletic Club. Celebration of its 24th anniversary and Jamaica's 52nd year of independence, the Jamaican Civic and Cultural Association of Rockland County, which is acronym for JAMCAR, presents out of many one an independence gala under the distinguished patronage of the Honorable Herman Lamont, Jamaica's Consul General to New York, on Saturday, August the 2nd at 8 o'clock in the evening at the Sheraton Mahwah Hotel, 1 International Boulevard in Mahwah, New Jersey. It's a black tie affair. Starts at 8 o'clock and go on till 2 o'clock in the morning. And dinner and dancing and music by a Soul Tone Disco with DJ Prentice. And all kind of awards and presentation will take place on that night, August the 2nd, Saturday, August the 2nd, at Sheraton Mahwah Hotel in New Jersey. For more information on how to purchase tickets, you can call Sonia McCollum at 845-223-5973. 845-222. Check that. 845-222-5973. A break from the hot summer, come enjoy times of refreshing, a worship experience with NCGI, which is acronym for New Generation, check that, New Creation Generation International, and of course, GDX, Praise Dancers, God's Disciple Generations. And Saturday, July the 26th at 7:30 p.m., NCGI is an award-winning international inspirational music team with Jamaican roots. With an exciting blend of Caribbean music and other genres, they share personal insights and inspirational downloads that refresh spirits and restore hope to the soul. Come and be blessed at the United, the First United Methodist Church at 227 East Lincoln Avenue in Mount Vernon. 227 East Lincoln Avenue in Mount Vernon. That's the First United Methodist Church on Saturday, July the 26th. The number to call for more information is 845-709-3099. 845-709-3099. And ask for Cheryl. Hello, you're up on the radio.
Hello, good afternoon, Mr. Maxey, and how are you doing this today, sir?
I am one with nature. Nature is cool in the room, and so am I.
Okay, it's wonderful, you know, but I must say that the lady that calls in this morning and says she wished you had more time on the radio,
yeah,
I endorse that.
You do?
You know, because you see what happened, you know, Mr. Carl D.
Yeah.
A lot of people might hear me calling on Saturdays and talking your business and all that, but aside from doing that,
yeah,
you bring to the music, the radio, something different, because I'm a man of music. We don't know it all. But at times I listen to you on Saturday morning because you inspire me in a lot of way. Because, you know, you tend to make me want to go home and try to find some music where maybe I have it, I don't have it like you, but, you know, you bring something different to the plate, you know?
Yeah.
And that is really soothing to us as music people.
You know.
You understand me?
I want
them to know again, Galdi, that, you see, being on the radio is not an easy task.
Hmm.
And supporting your event is supporting your program. Because people on the outside looking in don't know what it takes to be in the studio.
Yeah.
Of WVIP.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I have to say today on a good note. I'm not talking anything bad this morning about you. Aside from, they don't know that you're a psychotherapist. And when you cast a spell on them to listen to you, it's hard to get rid of. Because you have to pay, you have to get rid of that spell. Now your fourth parents, you know, used to practice black magic. Me know that. Barney know that. You know,
I sent them
all
before,
of them know that.
I sent them as before, bro. So leave it like that.
All right. Keep it up, man. And the little DJ, they want to listen to the big man that might play some music and start playing the 2 seconds of the music. Educate the people, them, and make people go up and buy music.
Well, thank
God
you,
bless
man.
You, sir.
Thank you, man. But the truth is, though, you know, you have to know it like that to be able to share it. So, you know, I guess we do what we can and we do what we think that we know. And, you know, so we present it at a different level, you know. But I understand you, Barney. I understand you. They're doing what they can do, you know. Sometimes we have to thank them for doing, because it also helped to spread the culture, because in there somewhere, you know, they're promoting reggae music the best way they can. Come on. Leaving Rome with the Two Bad Cards. Two Bad Cards as the British version of the Jamaican Sly and Robbie, you know. Two wicked musicians, yo. Two bad cards. Jerkfest is tomorrow in Raoul Lickens Park in Queens. Lots of jerk food, lots of music. Mr. Vegas, Maxi Priest, Itana, and more. I will be dead here. I'll be dead here to partake. Thanks for the good access tickets, Christian. I really, really appreciate it. Called me the other morning and told me tickets for me. You know, I was not part of the advertising crew, but yeah, I guess he recognized. I understand that not every event that t- takes place in our community, that promoters are able to spread the dollars all around. But in the intro, I was an advertiser, but he called and offered me tickets for the program, so I really appreciate that. And when I look at the tickets, they're good access tickets. So I say, thank you, Christian. Last time I entered Raoul Leakey's Park, you know, I was denied entrance everywhere I tried to go. So I left and got my yard. At the time, my ego was as inflated as a balloon, and you know, I thinking that we helped break down too many doors in this city, signed too many petitions to use that same park, write too many letters to the late Solomon Goodrich for use that park. So now I deny access to areas of that park. You can't go in there, so you can't go in there, so you can't go there, so. Everywhere I try to go, them send me access pass, can't take me there. I should count my blessing though, because Debo was denied access to the park with her pass. My guest was denied access to the park with what I was given to give to my guests, and couldn't go in. They said, they can't come in with that. So I don't know. I must have gone to the dogs to blow his ass. But at least we did get in. We did get in after, you know, hanging on and hanging on at the door while they might check for my name and I do this. And we eventually get in. And the only reason why I think I didn't walk away from the gate is because somebody came up and said, hey, Uncle Carl, listen, you know, I'm on the parade, you know, not give you all time to go in, so. And so me go in, but even though me did shame like a dog, until today, nobody, and I say nobody, you know, said I'm sorry about it. Nobody even call a folly tip on me. So thank you, Christian, for the good access ticket. Me appreciate it. I doubt if anybody will turn me back tomorrow with them ticket, or my guests for that matter. Them turn back Debo, and me guest rotted. Me shame like a dog. So me go home. Yeah, well, me ego did high that day there. Very, very high. Hello, you there on the radio?
My uncle.
Yeah, turn on your radio. Turn on your radio.
Oh, thank you. Turn it down. What's up?
How can I help you? Though?
Hey. Thanks for playing my Baltimore this morning for me, boss. You met me day.
Yeah, well, started here right, too, right? Got the first
week. Yes, man, you started here right, boss.
Yeah.
You know, so you are one in a million, you know that?
That's a comment, is it?
Yeah. Listen, you know, I'll go there with you. If the Barney come and Barney start off on a good foot,
yeah, yeah.
And they'll start on a good foot. Man. Not going there with you today, Uncle.
Yeah,
I'm a blessed one, boss.
Yeah, hold on, Beverly, may I come? May I come,
all
Beverly?
Right?
May I come? Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so tomorrow you're going out.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you later. All right, Uncle, take care.
Yeah, all right. Jack Ruby, good afternoon, sir. Jack Ruby, yeah, same listen to Wake Up Radio constantly. Our discipline comes from inside, you know, and it can be either imposed or it can be assumed to a state where we can actually visualize it, like putting on a coat. At winter time, we wear a coat outdoors where it's seen, right? You can see the winter coat when we wear it outside in the winter. But when we come indoors, unless it is freezing inside as well, we take it off, don't we? It becomes heavy and unnecessary, so we take it off, right? And in the privacy of our own situation, the weight becomes a burden, and so we want to be free of it. A real discipline is part of us. It is an expression of respect for life, which is why we put the coat on in the first place. But it is also an expression of respect for ourselves, which is why we keep it on, even when things are hard and burdensome. In fact, it is natural to be disciplined, to follow a pattern of existence that has come under some order. Nature has order. At this time of the cycle, there is happiness and there is sorrow, even though sometimes we do not understand why. But they have their set time. Nothing is naturally random. Even so-called death is at the mercy of a system that is in order. We just can't see it. So there is also an attraction to discipline while sustaining good health. And so that is why each week we engage a great nutritional cooperation like New Species and the services of what Miss Beverly Piper Leon to assist us with the discipline it requires to help regain and or sustain a healthy lifestyle. So once again, she's online with us. Again, I hope she's still there, as I don't have Debo to be running interference for me, but I think she's there. So she's on the line with us again for part one of her two-part series to disperse pertinent health-related information to our communities. And of course, her weekly sharing is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease. Right, Beverly Piper Leon?
Yes, you're right, Uncle Carl.
You get a little nervous there. You think me never didn't know you did it, right? And I'm deep on a diet today, so you know it go, right?
I understand.
Om Shanti, sister.
Om Shanti.
How was the park yesterday?
Oh, because the park was fabulous yesterday.
I was wondering if it was just me, you know, the peace in the park was for yesterday. I delved into it big time.
Oh, yes.
Big time. So, what are you going to share with us today?
Okay. Now, today, we're going to move on to something a little bit different. And, you know, Uncle Carl, many of us are unaware of genetically modified foods, which is most commonly spoken of with the acronyms GMO.
Uh-huh.
We don't even know that most of the foods in the U.S. are genetically modified. Now, we will sometimes have it referred to as genetically engineered foods or GE foods. There is so much to share today, but so little time, but so let me begin.
Yeah,
now,
somebody called earlier to say I need more time. So maybe,
yeah,
when I
agree.
Maybe when I get more time.
Okay, so genetically modified foods, right, commonly known as GMO foods, they come from crops that have been altered. You know, they...
You say crops? Yeah,
yes, crops, you know, foods that are planted, that have been altered. They take genes from one species and force them into another species.
Wow.
So, you know, genes from different animals and even humans.
Wow.
And genes, and also they insert pesticides into our foods.
Yeah.
Now, there are two kinds. There are two main types of genetically modified foods. One is a herbicide tolerant crop. Now, these are plants engineered to withstand, you know, heavy herbicide spraying without sustaining damages. And then number two, we have pesticide-producing crops, which are plants that are engineered to produce their own pesticides. So if a bug bites one of these plants, its stomach explodes and it dies.
Oh, wow.
Now, what could possibly be wrong with that? Okay, well, plenty. And, you know, let's take the immune system for example. Our immune system is made to know the difference between normal and foreign matter. So when our immune system sees something that is supposed to be food, but it's not, it then attacks it like a foreign invader. So the food essentially becomes toxic. Now, this starts and a kind of what you call an inflammatory autoimmune disease. Okay? It is the beginning of chronic diseases, from heart disease to thyroid, to arthritis, to different types of autoimmune diseases. You name it, it causes it. Now, since the introduction of GMO corn and soy into American diet in 1996, numerous disorders related to gastrointestinal inflammation, these have been on the rise. Now, toxins flow through the bloodstream, and it passes from pregnant women to their babies, which is a sad situation. Now, there is genetically engineered bovine growth hormone. This is what they use to insert into cow's genes. They insert the E. coli bacteria. And now these bacteria will produce hormones that rev up the cow's metabolism and stimulate increased milk production. However, this increases a hormone called insulin-like growth factor, right, which has been linked to cancer a lot. And this hormone passes on in the milk that we drink. So, and premenopausal women with high levels of this hormone are six to seven times more likely to develop breast cancer. And men have a higher risk of cancer of the prostate because of this. Now, because of these factors, New Species takes special care to make sure that its products are organic, natural, and wildcrafted. New Species has to be that way in order to help us, you know, help our bodies to fight all types of diseases that are on the rise these days. So, everyone, I'm asking you to call 866-233-9777. 866-233-9777. And come in for a free consultation and talk to us about what's going on in your body, and we will do our best to help you, okay?
866-233-9777. And have you been on my website lately, like this morning, sir?
No, I haven't. What's going on in your website?
I have a very good friend in Curtis Mallett down there in Mount Vernon, Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And he has reconstructed my website, Wake Up Radio website, to reflect a lot of things that we do here on Wake Up Radio. For example, Health Watch with Beverly Piper Leon. Your mug is on my website.
Oh, my goodness.
And people can listen back to your starting last week on the program. For the program last week, they can start. You talked about blood pressure. When was it? Last week?
Yes.
Yeah, well, my web designer put up that up there, too, so they can listen back to it. They can.
Okay.
They will be able to hear today's features that you do today, but it has to be uploaded. It's not automatic.
Okay.
And New Species, I put a banner up there for New Species, so
okay,
people can order from. There's a link to New Species site where they can order online or call our number 866-233-9777 to order.
Ooh.
And some other stuff are in there, you know, and it's very nice, very nicely done. It's not altogether there yet, but 70-75% of it. And I think by now the pictures, the yellow and white boat ride pictures, I think they might be up there now too. So it's coming along.
On behalf of New Species, thank you.
Yeah. You're quite welcome, my dear. All right.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Yeah, so we talk again on the 42, huh?
Okay.
Same number, eh?
Okay, very much.
God bless you, my dear. Oh, the website is www.wakeupradio.net. Same old website, just an overall look, different look of the site. Very nice, very informative. The BKs. I have a link there to the Brahma Kumaris. There's a link there for them. There is a link for Bronk BK program. And there's a link that takes you to the Brahma Kumaris site. And it's very nice, you know. It's very nice. Carmen's Insight with Carmen will be posted there too. My daily thought that I post on Facebook and via emails, they will be posted there from Monday to Friday. So It's an interesting site. And plus the 24-hour vintage music that's there. And while I'm on the air, you can listen to the show live on there. You can go back and listen to previous shows. Interesting site. You know, nicely done up. It's a revamp. Some of the stuff were there, and some things were added, and some things were upgraded. So thank you, Curtis Mallett. You know, I was the MC theme wedding, you know, some 12 years ago. Well, nice fellow. It's Curtis Mallett. So part two of today's Health Watch comes your way in about not much longer from now. Some 12:42, running late. Yeah, the version of Dub King strikes again.
If you want to learn about Thurston, you have to stop at this station.
Yep. Recognize this. Recognize that.
card cards with something called Pure Illusion. The dub specialist from out of the UK is the Two Bad Cards. Like I said previously, they are as talented as the quintessentially Jamaican duo of Sly and Robbie. I mean, spread no scandal.
Who is that? It's I, the imitator. Well, I am the originator. So you come to copy me tune.
Obscure recording by the inimitable Uroy. New Image Beauty Salon at Hempstead Avenue and 218 Street near Springfield Boulevard in Queens is our newest ticket location, folks. Just ask for Odette. Other ticket venues for our Independence Dance are Moody's Records and People's Choice Furniture in the Bronx. Here it is Unisex on Main Street in Eurochelle, Genesis One Restaurant and the Beauty Hut, and also the Golden Crust at Linden Boulevard and 200th Street in St. Albans, Queens. I'm talking about our annual blouser, skirt, short sleeve shirt, Jamaica rum punch, curry goat and white rice and Manish water. 52 years later, Independence Dance at the Majestic Marquis Ballroom in Queens, which is slated for Saturday, August 9th at 10 p.m. Just like back in the early independence years when only curry goat and white rice and Manish water would be served complimentary and nothing else as foods. The foods are complimentary. So if you know eat that, then I suggest you eat on the yard before you come. That is if you not come straight from the yard or go back where you come from, go eat. Don't come looking and asking for anything else. A so curry goat and white rice and toss salad, me say. We are reliving the old years, the early independence party years on the island of Jamaica. The $30-$35 cost is for entertainment and ambiance only. The annual Jamaican Colors Affair with yours truly and DJ Roy and Hopeton Lewis, the Boom Shakalaka 1970 Festival winner. And this annual event is always fun-filled. Always fun-filled. Fun-packed. $30 in advance, $35 at the door, which opens at 10 p.m. and closes again at 3 a.m. What a bargain! What a bargain!
I've been sipping on the ghetto, come on over. I ain't need something, I got a 7-11, you know? There's no love when I drag, no love when I drag.
Beverly, Beverly, yes, Beverly, Papa. Yes. They're not coming. The version I keep it up, you know.
I know.
Just got a text from your BK sister and sister that the site looked nice. That Michelle looked on the website to say it looked nice. But did I tell you, one can also purchase our event tickets on the website too?
Oh wow!
Yeah,
wow.
Man, they can purchase and pick it up at the box office. At the box office.
Big deal. You're doing a lot.
Yeah, man, they can purchase tickets, but I'm pick it up at the box office.
Sophisticated.
Oh, child. Diva, don't me today to blow that skirt.
Oh, never.
Don't
me, man.
Don't
he knows me. That you're capable.
Hey, Germany, if he knows, if he don't get dumped with the ask, if he come in, go, we'll have. Part two, let's watch.
Yes. And now in part one, I spoke about genetically modified foods and the dangers of them.
Yes.
In another section, some other time, I will go into more detail. But right now, what can we do about all of this? Now, California has started a fight. The labeling bill has been introduced there and in 18 other states requiring mandatory labeling of genetically engineered foods.
So you're saying that they're selling it, but they're not labeling it.
Oh, and Lord. It's a fight. We want them to label it so we can know what we're having, and they don't want to do that. So we're fighting. We're fighting that. Yep. So removing genetically modified foods from the market is not as difficult as you might think. Now, we as consumers control the market. When consumers stop buying genetically engineered foods because it can be identified, you know.
Yeah, it should be our choice.
Right, definitely. Once we stop doing that, then the manufacturers will simply have to discontinue the process. So what I'm asking everybody beginning today to learn more about genetically engineered foods, go research it, you know. In the meantime, there are measures that we can take. There are some foods that are really genetically engineered. I can't go through all of them, but I can only tell you a few of them. Foods like soy, corn, a huge problem with corn that way, canola oil, Hawaiian papaya, alfalfa, sugar from beet, from sugar beets, and some varieties of zucchini, and the long crookneck squash. These are just a few. Also canned sodas containing high fructose and corn syrup. Have genetically modified GMO foods in it. Now, I want to encourage you so much and to visit this website. It's called Institute for Responsible Technology. You Google Institute for Responsible Technology. They have put together helpful non-GMO shopping guides that you can download and print, and they even have iPhone apps. Now, new species, saying that, I want to let you know that new species will be in Roy Wilkins Park on Sunday.
Tomorrow.
That's tomorrow, yes. We will be there, so you can come and visit us. We will be in the arts and crafts division, and we are going to be making special offers to you for 15% off our products. So come by, stop by, and visit us. Myself and Felicia will be there. So today now, at this moment, Aston is on his way to El Monte. He might be there already. Jean is in Brooklyn. And Moishuri and myself, we're in Mount Vernon. So call 866-233-9777. 866-233-9777.
And if you can't remember that number, you can go on wakeupradio.net. The number is there.
Okay.
And you can call, and you can also click on the link and go to the actual new species site and see what's there. You can also order from there if you desire.
Okay.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah,
come by the booth and come help out. You know?
Oh, okay, we'll be happy for that.
Yeah, man. me like to do things like that, you know?
Okay, Uncle Carl.
All right.
Okay,
sister.
Bye-bye.
Well, love. 866-233-9777.
And I say, no, no, that is too much, cause the road is kinda wet. Take it really easy, you know. Maybe you gotta slide and get some chips, and you won't love that. So just skip a flip, and you got to dip your weep. Traveling, man, and traveling on. Yeah, nobody doubt it too much, cause the road gets wet. Say, baby, one of them fine days. Come on over and travel with us, yeah, in a traveling style, you know. Part three, to make you be free, I'm a traveling man. If you got to understand, make me take you by the hand. Traveling man, you know. Traveling man, and you got to understand, maybe take you by my hand. Come on, traveling style. Wow, the traveling style. You know, so traveling man,
for me,
young love.
not do yourself.
No man don't want no run around woman.
Oh, Tristan Palmer.
Say what you say.
Say it like it is.
Do what you're doing.
Little John.
Okay.
Penthouse David Brooks.
Say what you're saying and do what you're doing. Cause I've got something, baby,
money can't buy.
Because I
Joe Master Chris. DJ Roy,
ooh,
I love that little girl of mine.
Ooh, yeah.
Pull up the tune, Uncle Carl.
Come on, DJ.
Bobby Channel One. Your artist.
I come down today.
Why, them raise hell. Them raise hell Thursday night.
Nobody be tango fool, yeah. One of her. I'm a
bar like baby Thursday night. Me and them I get licked. Me and them I get licked. Right, big belly Linval.
Hope I don't control you.
How the pig with ball out get the lick.
Hope I don't be tough on you. Hope I don't be tough on you. Alright. Lock on you while you get your sound. Going around the town, I like that we are precious in the dance. And the people, they my dumb from France. Now they play it on the disco, and then they play it on the radio, and then they play it on the stereo.
That's all we say.
It on the video. I'm in the
folks, we'll be back here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock when we shall try our endeavor best to help evoke your spiritual awareness. In the meantime, this is your Uncle Carl B. Moxie and Wake Up Radio saying, take no sorrow and give no sorrow because you are all special people. The Ivy Jam boys and girls, they're up next. Oh, Shanti, Edja, Tata for now, yeah.
Radio FM, and the world shall hear from me again.
Make you act them so.
93.5 WVIP and WVIP HD1, New Rochelle.
Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Feldacherry. It's summertime. It's time to have fun and enjoy the day. But of course, it's also time for the sweet, delicious New Jersey blueberries. It's New Jersey blueberry harvest time, and they're here at your local grocers. Remember, New Jersey blueberries are special, right here from our own area. Their taste, quality, and freshness are known worldwide. Buy New Jersey blueberries today and enjoy them now, anytime, for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a snack. New Jersey blueberries are great anytime. I use them in my almond flour blueberry muffins, low in carbs, high in protein and taste. Use them in pancakes, fruit salad, and part of your dinner dessert. With ice cream and sherbet, you can't get a fresher,